go sungu pe go ne shag se lo nyo sham ri chu cho trin ma lu bu to me ne sag di chung tam che shag offering.
Good evening. So we start with tonglen practice. Okay, tonglen practice. So out of loving kindness, then we send all our goodness, you know, especially like three times marriage that we create, you know, the most important is the three time marriage. So we send out of loving kindness, so then we take unfavorable condition of other living beings out of compassion, we take. With out of compassion, then we take in on the self-gossiping mind or self-centered, you know, self-centered attitude, you know, which is the source of all the problems according to Buddha's teachings, particularly Mahayana teachings. Self-centered attitude, that's the source of all the problems. So, since from beginning this time, so. So then the root of all the problem is like self-grasping mind. Oh? So we will take unfavorable conditions of other living beings. We take in on self-grasping mind or self-centered attitude, which is the source of all the problems. So then just imagine, so a minute you take in on those, you know, two types of mindset, so then just imagine they just, you know, disappear, you know, completely disappear. Then like imagine that you become free from those, you know, root of the problems, okay? Or you can do that, you know, if you feel like overwhelmed by doing Tonglen practice towards all living beings, then you can do it, taking part you can do based on yourself. Tomorrow's problems, you know, like next week problems, and the problems next month or maybe next year, you can take in out of compassion on your self-grasping mind or self-centric attitude, you know. So then when you become good at that, so you can then, you know, slowly move, you know, you can like shift that practice towards close one, loved one, or then family members, you know, so then slowly you can move to the strangers, then slowly you can move to the enemies. So that's how this, you know, Tonglen Path has been done, okay, according to instructions. So, so we are going to chant. Sending part is done out of loving kindness, not out of fear or obligations, no stress, no, purely out of loving kindness you send or you give, out of loving kindness, no, out of pure loving kindness you give, no. Particularly, as I mentioned before, like married, three times married, just as Liu Dang Long Ju, Tisum Gyato, Sim Jero De Mu Ju, this according to the Guru Puja, not the stolen part, but you know, it will come in the later on, it will come Liu Dang Long Ju, body, possessions, Long Ju, Tisum Gyato, three times married, Liu Dang transform that body, possession, three times merit in your mind, transform them into whatever other being mind needed. If somebody needs water, transform them into water. If somebody needs clothes, transform them into clothes. If somebody needs medicine, transform them into medicine. If somebody needs, you know, like company, transform them into whatever the beings needed, you can transform them. You know, if somebody needs food, you can transform, you know, them into food, okay? Similar wrong with the umuju, the chame tong sense, giving without attachment, you know, no attachment, pure give, you know, giving them without attachment. Similar wrong with the chame tong sense, jibabhajan zobachi, that's how you can perfect, that's how you practice, like, profession of generosity. So the channel possibility Jiva Pajan Zoba Chinjos, then develop the wish, may I able to, you know, as a practice the perfection of, you know, generosity. Okay? Among those six professions, the first one, generosity, professional generosity, that has been practiced. Body, possession, three times merit, then transforming them into whatever the being may needed. Friend, food, clothes, house, water, the place to stay, you know, or then whatever they need, okay? That's how they, when you send, that's how you send out of pure loving kindness, okay? So then taking part, you know, so you, the way that compassion is generated, so to witness or to observe, you know, some kind of difficulties that being going through, or beings are going through, and you, or maybe you yourself are going through. So then seeing that, the witnessing that, then how the compassion arises, you know. Rangi miyudhichwe dungachinave simje. Object has to be someone or yourself or someone else who's going through difficulties. Oh. Now you can't generate a compassion if just think about someone who's having a wonderful time or having very successful life. You can't generate a compassion. So only compassion, the way to generate compassion is we must witness somebody who's going through difficulties, emotional difficulties, physical difficulties. So that's how the compassion, or that's the object of compassion. Rangi miyudhichwe dungachinave simje. The beings with the problems, with difficulties, that's the object of compassion. That then, when you see that, then that's how you generate compassion. Okay? So now we'll chant, and you can think about the meaning of tolerant practice. Okay? While we chant, then please think about the meaning of the tolerant practice. So then you create a lot of merit. You create a lot of cause for happiness. Okay, cause for happiness. You get immense benefit of doing this practice. Immense benefit. You say the page number. If you're aware.
95.
Okay, page number.
Page.
If you're looking at the book 154, then LC.
LC 95.
Okay. So I kind of briefly explain the meaning of tolerant practice. You can just meditate, or no.
Oh, no.
So now the second part of the practice is like, accepting difficulties, rather than fighting with difficulties. You know, yeah, of course, if there are solutions, yeah, of course, you know. So then, you do something. If there's problems, if you can solve the problems, you know. Then definitely, you know, then we must solve the problem. So, if you cannot solve the problems, you know, only the problems only there, so then this is like accepting difficulties, you know, not just accepting them, accepting difficulties, then transforming them into something positive. According to the practice, it says like accepting difficulty, not just accepting them, then transforming them into path. Maybe it will lead you, you know, someplace that you can think something positive. It's all about, you know, thinking something positive. When we are going through difficulties, time-wise, it's not good to think something negative. Doesn't help. That's the whole point. Does not help. The whole point. So therefore, it's very, very important to have understanding of, you know, what is impermanent, why things are changing. You know, even though we may not like the idea of, you know, changing something, you know, changing season, changing, you know, flowers, you know, so we wish them to be like fresh all the time, but that's not going to happen. There's, you know, like, you know, everything changed, you know, so then having the understanding of impermanent, not just, you know, gross impermanent, you know, like, yeah, things fall apart, season change, you know, house fall apart, everything get, you know, kind of like things get old, you know, then breaks down. Not that like growth impermanent, subtle impermanent. It changes moment by moment. Everything's changing moment by moment. Everything's not, even though it looks same, it's not same. It's changing, constantly changing. Why was that? That's the nature of impermanent. That's what it's called, impermanent change. So then having that understanding also helps, you know, to how to deal with the problems. Having the knowledge of our karma help us how to deal with the problems. Having understanding of the emptiness help us how to deal with the problems. Having understanding of bodhicitta, what the bodhicitta means, help us to how to deal with the problems. So all of that. So the second part of the practice, no, niji dividu yunga de midu dung wa chada bhajyo chaungs, niji dividu yunga de midu chada bhajyo chaungs, ne, environment. So difficult, you know, environment. Not so difficult. Chi, being in that environment is also very difficult. Niji dividu yunga de midu dung wa chada bhajyo, undesirable problems pouring down like rain. No, it's not just one thing, you know, one after another is going, you know. No matter where you turn, environment is not difficult, so the being in the environment is not really happy, all difficult, or all kind of problems. Then, what do you do? What do you do? Time-wise, it will not help. If you think something negative, it doesn't help. It does not help at all. It does not help. If you can think something positive, no, may not transform whole environment, or maybe no, may not change all the beings, unhappy beings in the environment, but at least you have, you know, positive mindset. You get immense benefit. So that energy might reflect on other beings around you. You know, so then that's how it benefits. Okay. Midyo dunga chalabari lenge devu se vidyo dunga chenge lam dunga chenge los. According to this, the second set of practice, according to that practice, what we should think, no, what we should think is think, or something is exhausting. Something is finishing. Something is really exhausting. Lenge devu se vidyo tongnes, all these problems is now, this is the end of something. It's end of something. It's end of something. It's not like beginning of something. It's end of something. Something is ending. Something is ending. It's end of something. Not it's like beginning of something. It's end of something. Lenge devu se vidyo tongne. First to see or something is finishing up or something is ending. Then if you're able to see that, then accepting will come. Is quite easily. So then accepting and transforming that, you know, whole situation into path will become, you know, quite easily. Now first that we must think something's finishing rather than is something's beginning, or maybe like why me, why not them, you know, all that. Does not benefit. There's no benefit at all. There's no benefit. Well, another. It's not here, but you know, some other teachings. Or you can think, you know, if you are brave enough, or you can think, because of my, you know, problems, may no one. You know, have to go through this. You know, may my difficulties, I say, substitute all the difficulties. You know, say if you have headache, it's already there. You know, there's nothing you can. It's already there, or you can take some medicine. You know, it's all there. Mentally, if you think something positive, because of my headache, may no one have headaches. May my headache substitute. How you say?
Substitute.
Make sense. Substitute. All the headaches. Doesn't mean everybody's headaches will come here. practically, but you know, you have positive mindset. Mind is so strong, so strong. Mind is, the power of the mind is, you can't measure the power of the mind, you know. People could walk through hot coal. Hot coal? Not because their body is tough. Their mind is already set up, you know, because the mind, the power of the mind, you can't measure this mind. Power of the mind is so, and the mind is so powerful. Once you focus on something physical, you may not feel any physical pain. Even though it's there, even though it's cut, even though part of the body has been cut, you may not feel at that moment because your mind is so focused. Now, if you're chased by elephant, have you ever been chased by elephant? I was chased by wild elephant. I had experience. Because your whole focus is to save your life. It's not about your feet, it's not about that. Your whole focus is to run. Basically to run, has to run for your life. Run for your life, you know. The small things here, there, you know. But then after that, when your mind gets relaxed, then you feel some pain, then you find out, oh, there's cut. It's already there, but you can't feel because your mind is so concentrated. You know? Same if you put all your mental attention into Tonglen practice. That's how doing Tonglen practice, some cases, not some cases, many cases, people have been healed. Some of the terminal diseases have been healed because of the power of the mind, okay? Yeah, power of the mind. Psychic, that's the power of the mind. It's not the power of the body, it's power of the mind. Able to see 500 light before this, 500 light after this, there's the power of the mind. There's nothing through the body, there's the power of the mind. Able to lift people's body from the ground high up, there's the power of the mind. See, there's power of the mind you can measure. Okay? Well, yeah, so the second part of practice is very important. So, you know, so, and doing this as a group, so maybe that's probably the best way to learn, you know, best way to learn, okay. So we'll chant, so then I'll start class, okay. So then, very quickly. So that now the third part of the practice. No matter what kind of appearance, whether it's like something beautiful, something good, something positive, or whether something ugly, something negative, something undesirable. No matter what kind of appearance, you know, that you experience, you know, whether something positive, beautiful, wonderful, very attractive or unattractive, disgusting, like ugly or like undesirables. So you don't just, you know, like, how do you say, you're trying to transform that appearances to boost your bodhicitta, okay, altruistic attitude, okay, not just stuck with that and create more stories, you know, so then bind yourself, tied up yourself with that, not like all the appearances, no matter what, whether it's a positive or negative, so you're trying to transform. You're trying to use that, you know, appearance to to boost the power of bodhicitta, the base on five powers. Power of determination, five power, I already explained, so not will go to, will not go through that. No. So then we based on five powers, to use that, you know, to use that to empower bodhicitta, bodhicitta, this altruistic attitude. It's very important. I also, you know, right now it seems practically, it seems like so far away to reach. How is it? So
far to reach.
So out of reach, out of reach. Now it feels like, it's like out of reach. But, no, we have to have motivations, intentions to generate that, you know. So because that's the, because the, according to the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, Shantideva says, bodhicitta is like horse. It's like horse. If you can manage to ride, if you can manage to ride that horse will bring you to happiness. Chanju Semje Tashu Nen Denen Deva Teve Chonga Kun Seves or Teve Chonga Kun Seves. That horse will eliminate all the sadness, depressions, problems, all of that. Chonga Kun Seves, you know, all the problems, all the sadness, depression, all of that. So that horse is capable to eliminate all of that. Chonga Kun Seves. Chanju Semje Tashu Nen Denen Deva Lo Allah. So that horse will bring you to happiness. If someone has mind, why you get discouraged to ride that horse? Shantideva said, no? Many centuries ago, around like 8th century, Shantideva wrote that book, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. In that book, Shantideva said, no? So, even just to have, having the wish to generate, you know, that this very powerful mind is very, very needed, ease all the, you know, complications that we face in samsara, it will definitely help. So that, like, then the two types of appearance, to use them is to empower bodhicitta, okay, bodhicitta. Even just make a wish to develop the bodhicitta, you know, the bodhicitta. So it's worth it. It's worth it. You know? So then you could ride another horse, self-centered ego, which we all are riding, you know, since from beginning this time. That horse is not going to bring happiness to happiness. This horse is going to bring problem to problem, you know. Little here, there, maybe like some kind of, not really happiness. That horse will, you know, get you some relief here, there, but that relief it's like temporary relief, it doesn't last long, you know. It's like, you know, standing. The problem of standing is already there, right? From the beginning, when you stand up, it's already there, but it's not very obvious. The more you stand, then the slower you feel. It's not like, oh, it's just come later. It's already right from the beginning. Tired. Difficulty of standing. Not saying like physical difficulty. When you stand 1 hour, what happened?
You're tired.
Yeah. So that what you call tiredness. How you say?
Tired.
Tiredness is already there, right from the beginning. It's already there, but it's not obvious. It's not like it's come, you know. It's already there, right from the beginning. It's already there, but no, then it's become very obvious. So then when you sit down, you feel good. That's temporary relief. It's not everlasting relief. Then if you sit 1 hour, then you get tired again. You know. But that is already there right from the beginning. So that kind of, you know, relief, if you write this on self-centric ego, The another horse we've been riding that horse, but that horse did not bring some happiness to happiness. So now it's time to change the horse. Time to change the horse. Or maybe time to think about changing the horse. Or maybe to change horse. So No. Yidebashi means solely blissful mind. Solely blissful mind. Yidebashi, you know, that's what happens. Solely Yidebashi, you know. So please bless me to enjoy only blissful mind. That's what I say. Only blissful mind. Bring that, you know, able to transform those two types of appearances. No, not transform, using those two types of appearances to empower bodhicitta based on the five powers, the result, then you'll enjoy pure, happy mind, you know, hidebashi, hide, you know, happy mind. They say blissful mind, but you know, I'm not sure blissful mind, happy mind, more likely happy mind. Just happy mind, only happy mind, okay? Oh yeah, so tonight is good to time to time get in as a group, you know, so then you can practice that together, so then discuss, okay? Oh yeah, so now back to the class.
The question of the practice. Is the idea for us to memorize the...
Yeah. I think the memorizing is not a bad idea at all. So, you know, so they're not dependent on the books. So if the light goes up, you can still do the practice. But in America, light goes up, power heart goes up. You know, so in monastery, you know, we have to memorize because we are not allowed to bring any books in the class. So everything is done by memory. You have to, you know, build your libraries, you know, so you need to build. And here, you know, you can bring books. But, you know, it's up to you. But, you know, if you memorize, there's a lot of benefits. So.
Because you're trying to visualize the breathing at the same time that you're chanting, right?
Right. Or if you are conjoining the tonal prayers with the breathing meditations, so then, you know, like, much easier to memorize than, you know, rather than the look book. Or.
If you're not doing the giving and then taking... Mm. Is there still breath when is there always breath when you're giving and taking regardless of the order that you do?
I think you should not worry about, you know, breathing. You should not worry about breathing. When you do the practice, then you can more focus on the practice itself rather than not to worry about breathing, you know, in and out. But, you know, throughout the day when you're breathing, so then it's good to think, oh, I'm breathing out of loving kindness, I'm breathing in out of compassion, you know, so then you can think. So. Or you can, if you're doing breathing meditation, then you can think. It's a little easier to think, oh, I'm breathing out of, you know, loving kindness, breathing in out of compassion. But when you do the practice, probably no need to think about breathing. Make sense?
Yeah, I guess what I think happens is if you... You're thinking about all these things that you would give. I guess I'm getting kind of caught in the, when I'm exhaling, it's giving, breathing in, taking. And so I'm kind of going back and forth. Is that correct? So that you, like, maybe I would focus on mental happiness first, giving and taking, and then physical.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. That's, that's also very good to know. Yeah, that's good to do also. And just focus on mental happiness, then physical, all of that. You know, so what I'm saying is, like, if it becomes difficulties, if it becomes like distractions for the tolerant practice, or like thinking, breathing, exhaling, inhaling, at the same time thinking about the meaning of the practice, so then should not worry about breathing. You know? So, or you can, you know, don't need to rush, you can take time, you know, you can just exhale and think about, you know, giving, then inhale, think about then taking in, so then...
And then maybe rest and take a couple breaths and then think about the next, like...
Yeah, yeah, that's, all, that's, absolutely, that's absolutely fine, yeah.
Like that, okay.
That's absolutely fine, yeah. without losing the point, the point is like giving out of loving kindness, taking out of compassion, that's the whole point. So the without losing that point, it doesn't matter, you know, take, do one part, take some breath, you know, so then do again, this is half part.
I have one more question. So when, if you're imagining difficulties as like a black smoke and it,
So that's, you know, you're,
destroys your ego, then this black smoke kind of disappears. Does it also kind of disappear?
Yeah, minute you like imagine like breathing from a black smoke of difficulties of one's own child, mother, or, you know, other beings. When you touch on the self-centered ego or self-grasping mind, same time disappear, everything disappears. The ego disappears, self-grasping mind disappears, then smoke also, then everything disappears. And just then after, right after that, you have to imagine that you become free from self-centered mind, self-grasping mind. Simultaneously, beings that are doing tolerant practice, they become also free from problem. If it's a physical problem, mental problem, they become the free of that, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. So now back to the presentation of, you know, Lo Jong's mind training advice, or 7-point mind advice. So I think out of like 22, so 21, 20 is the number 20 is covered or not covered? I think number 20.
To number 14 out of the 7th point.
14?
Going to give us a 6-minute understanding.
So now let's start from the then number 15. So I want to finish this today, okay? So number, please look at number, that's now number 15. Gejor Minishin, Siddhi Chavala Duri Chavasu Kuloto Pongas. Gejor Minishin, not able to create. So this is number 15, okay, number 15? Okay. Not that. Gejo Minishi, Siddhi Chavala Duri Chavasu Kuloto Pongalabhasya. Kolo talks means like, there's like misunderstanding, misunderstanding, okay? That's probably, last time was when I said wrong, but more like misunderstanding of patience, misunderstanding of compassion, nije kolo. So this third one is kind of difficult to explain, like, Ravi, you have those six misunderstandings or no?
I don't, I'm trying to pull it up.
Okay.
So, generosity,
No. First one is misunderstanding of patience, okay? Second one is misunderstanding of compassion. Third one is misunderstanding of experience, from the experience. So I will explain, so then maybe you can come up with the English. Okay, you can come up with a better translations. Misunderstanding of what kind of experience, I will explain that. Just write down misunderstanding of experience. Soba kolo, nije kolo, ronya kolo che, duba kolo, misunderstanding of aspirations. So, duba kolo, there's four, right? There's four out of six. We have four, duba kolo che. Tini, one is the number five is in the monastery. So somebody needs to go get it. There's like 1,000 miles.
Maybe
Kandala will bring in November. So they'll go on. Sava kolo, nije kolo, ronya kolo, dumba kolo che. Misunderstanding of, that's the last one, misunderstanding of rejoicement, or how is it?
Rejoicing,
okay. Please correct my English, okay? No. Misunderstanding of rejoicing. Nije kolo, sheba kolo, ronya kolo, dumba kolo. Okay, the number five is like, number six is misunderstanding of rejoicing. Number Nyesim Kolo is like a misunderstanding of care. Misunderstanding of care, you know. I care about you, then misunderstanding of care, okay.
Kale.
Huh?
Not kale.
Okay, so could be misunderstanding of care. Which I already generated that realization a long time ago. Somebody say, oh, Gita, I need to eat kale. It's a bit big. So I just, not the baby kale, the what do you call it? Another one. Not the baby kale, big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of tough one, you know. I just eat raw. I say, oh no. From now on, so I say, I'll never touch this again. So anyway, this. Not being skillful, so I just, it was very tough, so I just chew. So anyway, so I have that realization, don't worry, Kandula. What a misunderstanding of care. Okay, so now first one, misunderstanding of patience. It's a little bit mentioned here, you know, it's the misunderstanding of patience is been mentioned here. Gejol munitions. Not creating merit. Means merit, that's like technical term. Whenever I say merit, gewa, think about positive thought, positive speech, positive physical deeds. That's what merit is. That's what I mean when I say merit. Gewa. Okay, so gejo munitions. Not, how you say, spending any time creating merit, okay? And like spending so much time on something that's not really merit. Make sense? That's not really merit. Of course, it all comes down on intentions. If intention is, that's why intention is very important. Say like spending like whole, like so 6 hours just try to figure it out how to build chair. That's not really merit, right? Chair. Spending so much time there, yeah, require patience. Without patience, anything cannot be done. If you have no patience, it requires big patience, right? It requires so that is not really patience. If you think, oh, there's a patience, there's a misunderstanding of patience. Make sense? Or you could, another way you could say there's wrong patience. That's the first one. Did I explain well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So there's a misunderstanding of patience. There's not really patience. It's called patience, but it's not really patience. So then spending a lot of time, you know, creating merit, that also, you know, like able to bear hardship. Okay, that's the best way to put it. Able to bear hardship, generally speaking, that sounds like patient, right? Right? So able to bear hardship just to build the table, try to figure out just to build the table. There's also hardship, but there's not really patience. The patient here, this profession, that patient is talking about able to bear the hardship, creating merit, okay, creating merit. Not easy, thinking something positive, not easy, saying something positive, also is not easy, doing something positive, also sometimes not easy. So that, you know, able to be, that's the true patience, that's like misunderstanding patience, you know. Nije kolos. That's the first one. Nije kolos, misunderstanding of compassion. Compassion. Oh, see. Yeah, so my Milarepa is not here, but when you, if you see the Milarepa, the way his lifestyle, yeah, a lot of people at that time, they say, oh, how pity, you know. Looks like he's a beggar, you know, so not the, not this kind. So, how pity? How pitiful. What a pitiful. You don't need to show any pity to Milarepa. He's 100% fine, you know. Somebody who's creating a lot of negative karma, so those are the ones you need to show compassion, you know. Wow. You know, so I feel compassion because that person is, you know, creating all kind of, how you say, negative deeds, no, that's not good. So that's the true compassion, showing compassion towards someone who's doing creative merit all the time, doing practice, you know, like yeah, when you go to India over the mountains, there's, you know, a lot of monks, nuns, you know, all kind of age group there, you know. There's, when you go there, there are kids, they have nothing, you know. So like when you look at, when you see their bed, you, like, if you feel compassion, that's not really compassion, that's the misunderstanding of compassion. Make sense?
Yes.
Oh yeah, so that's, I think, second one out of six misunderstanding. Third one, I said experience, Ronyang, it's called Ronyang. Means like reading about war, reading about, you know, like listening the story about war, or like pirate. What do you call it? Pirate?
Pirate.
Yeah, a lot of people read here about pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates, you know. So then, and in Tibet we have also same, like, similar stories like Lingkhe Sa, you know. So in very famous eastern part of Tibet, they usually don't tell a story, they just sing. They sing, you know, so no need to explain. If you're familiar with that, so that you just listen, you know, they sing and you understand everything. That's the way to tell stories, and they just get up on there, they sing, you know, they just, something like many books, there's some people, good storyteller, they can just sing. So Gijitam knows that very well. So my hometown, they don't sing. So that's all of a war. Like, the whole, like, episode of the series of stories taking place. I listened to this story many times when I was in the monastery. There's no TV to watch, no video game to play, so you go to someone else's house and listen to the story. That's only way to entertain. That's only way to, then because of that, you know, the one person, so he's very good story, one monk. He's there, so he tells stories, then we go there and listen. He's basically telling this Lingkhe Sa stories, so they're telling this. So then, like, you know, this Ronyang means there's, like, you experience something, you kind of enjoy experience. So that experience, that's like, if you are a Dharma practitioner, you probably need to enjoy doing more practice. That's really, but instead, you know, you're enjoying So there's a misunderstanding of enjoyment. Make sense? So maybe there will be better translation. You put it down, six misunderstanding you found in the internet.
Misunderstanding of experience?
You found there? Anybody looking online?
Yeah, I haven't been able to find it.
Okay. If you find, then please let me know, so I will check if there's good translation or just, if somebody just made it up, that's not good. So it needs to be authentic one. No, that's only, that's number three, so that's number three. So number four, what is the best way to say, misunderstanding of?
Aspiration.
Does it sound good, misunderstanding? Okay, if there's a better word, please tell me if there's a better translation. Huh?
Aspiration is the word, you know, meant you.
Well, I mean like the all this misunderstanding. Okay. Aspiration, like, you know, or if you see somebody who's living in a mansion, driving very expensive car, and you have, you know, you, how you say, aspiration?
Aspiration, you want it.
You are, how you say, aspire?
Aspire to have.
Yeah, aspire to have. So that's the, you know, not like, oh, bodhicitta, or someone so, you know, like, Karen developed it, bodhicitta, or maybe I wish to also develop it, bodhicitta, not like that, or instead of, you know, like, big car, you know, big house, and a lot of money. So that's misunderstanding of the aspirations. True aspirations about, you know, like, liberation, enlightenment, you know, like, meditations, positive thinking, nice person, warm-hearted, kind, or kind to everybody, you know, I wish to be like that person. That's the right, you know, aspirations, okay? Right, dukkha. Then in Nyesim Kolo, so like misunderstanding of care. Number five. Yeah. If you really care about someone, you should, you know, help them, guide them to the path, or maybe, you know, to improve their understanding of the reality, problems, solutions. Not like, you know, giving drugs or weapons or like poisons or like encouraging them to drink or like, this is not, that's a misunderstanding of care, you know, it's not really care. It's like down the road, it's going to hurt, harm, doesn't do good to that person. At that moment, maybe like kind of fun, but down the road, you know, that's not beneficial. So that's called misunderstanding of care, you know, Nyesim Kolo. So last one is like misunderstanding of rejoicing. So one of the person that you don't like, you know, you have problem with, or all of a sudden that person was, you know, beaten by someone, or maybe like the person, you know, like was accused by something, you know, so then you kind of rejoice. That's not really rejoice, that's misunderstanding of rejoice. So if somebody's, you know, like serving the communities, you know, sacrificing so much for well-being of other people, then you rejoice. Rejoice your own positive deeds, rejoice the positive deeds of other people. So that's the true rejoicing. Another one is like misunderstanding of the rejoicing, you know. So I highly rejoice that my so and so that I don't like, I have issued long time, so that person has been persecuted or accused by something, I was very happy. So that's not the true rejoicing. So these are the six misunderstandings. Is it clear now? So now, Kandula, you don't need to bring from the monastery. It's all, six up, it's all complete. So number 15, so the first misunderstanding of patience has been mentioned here, okay? So now number 16, the advice number 16 of the 7-point mind training practice. Nyamle la renjo michawa juntuchawa lobache. Renjo michawa, so then this here is talking about consistent, being consistent with the practice, you know? Not like when the weather is sunny, so then, you know, go to the beach, completely forgot about the practice. When is the weather kind of become cloudy, kind of like foggy and like kind of like dark, so then you remember some kind of practice. Not like that. Being consistent. If you are doing meditations, any form of practice, being consistent with the practice. That's what it means. Nyamnella Renjo Michawa Juntu Chumala Lava. So make sure that well never get dry. They're always good. Even if it's one drop, one day pour something huge, then month and month nothing. Not like that. Every day one drop. No, it's not much, but you know, one drop is going in. Something is going in the well every day, rather than going something, then nothing, like months and months. So then there's, you know, maybe more, there's risk, more likely the inner well is going to dry up. You know? More being consistent. You know? The point is like being consistent. You know? Then the number 16, okay? So now number 17. Samsung Mijawa, lot this chigzi to chuba lava, Samsung Mijawa. The 7-point mind training practice, how it's been done, like when you do the 7-point mind training, like review meditations, analytical meditations, make sure that all the attention is there. All the attention is there. Not like, oh, how about the attention is here, how about this? There's not like all the attention is there. You know, so then, like, do that, you know, review meditation, analytical meditation with calm state, you know. How do you say? Calm state. Peaceful state. Not like, or like, oh, I'm going to do 7-point mind training, or I need to do review 7-point mind training, just wait 1 second and I'm going to do meditation. No, not like that, no. Need to take times, and you know, like, some like this, like that, you know, like, oh, just wait 1 second, I need to finish, you know, the last line, wait, not like that, you know. How you say, do it peacefully, with relax, you know, time-wise, energy-wise, mind-wise, physical-wise, do it very relaxed, you know, relax, okay, that's what it says, you know. Number 16, there's number 17, on Samsung Mijawa, Lodze, Chikdu Jumala, Labas, need to practice, you know, how to place all the attentions there, need to practice. It doesn't come right from the beginning, but you know, it will come. But that's how we need to do. That's the advice. That's what we should. That's how we should. 7-point mind training teaching should be practiced. Okay. Tōjū yāyā chēdē nīmō pōngā lāpās. Tōjū yāyā nīmō pōngā lāpās. So then, learn number 18. Learn how to overcome from afflicted mind. How to overcome from afflicted mind? Well, means negative thought. Analyze. Think very carefully. Likewise, as I said, you know, so easy to lose your peace of mind, so easy, doesn't require much at all, you know. We don't think about that, we lose our peace of mind, we lose our cool, so easy, you know, it doesn't require much. So, the story I shared with you last week, I have like persimmon tree in my backyard, two of them. Each one of them probably carrying close to 100 fruit. Now, see, everything, good things, bad things, everything comes with the complications. So there's persimmon tree with complications. So, now, if you don't have one, no worries. No stress, no worries, no fear, no anxiety. Once you have one, it comes with the complications. Not just physical complications, of course, physical also the mental complications. So once in a while you see the squirrels with one piece of fruit. So then, when you see that squirrel with one piece of persimmon, even though there's probably a lot of them are still on the trees, but the thing about it is just that, you know, so the whole focus goes there. So now, no, then, that's why I'm saying peace of mind is so easy to lose. No, so, food is already down, it's all in the mouth. If you chase the squirrel will drop. You can eat it because it's green. Squirrel is not able to eat, it's already, you already chase it away. Everything is required, like, we stop, think twice. Is it worth it to sacrifice my peace of mind just for one piece of fruit or not? You make the decision. So, is it easy? It's not easy, but no, it's not easy. Why? Because of attachment. You are attached to the trees. You are tied up. You are not flexible. Not able to let it go, you know. I was doing my mantra, you know, the sacred mantra downstairs. You know, for the sake of all mother sentient beings. So there's not able to, when I see this car, I said, I just stop, so I, you know, like, I just want to get this girl. So, it's like that, it's not easy, I'm saying, it's not easy, you know. And my initial reaction is, I just want to chase the squirrel, or maybe teach lessons. That's the initial thought, you know. It's not a positive thought. So that glass, fortunately I didn't open the glass door, so I didn't chase the squirrel. I just sit there, and just think of, oh, what I'm doing, you know. Not I will do something good. I just look at it, so then I say, I kind of remember. Most of the time you don't remember holding mala at all. Or maybe you use the mala to chase. So many things could go wrong. You could bounce the glass or maybe. So then I say, okay, just let it go. Initial thought, that's what I say. That's what I say. Analyze. That's how you stop. At least stop. If you can't get rid of them, at least you can stop them. You can stop. Then that requires analyze. You know, is worth it to sacrifice my peace of mind? So then the negative mind is about to arise. It's only arise in very tricky way, very, very tricky way. You know, it only arise to, always negative mind arise like, you know, you hardly notice, it's like kitty cat. You can hear them, you cannot hear them. How come, you know? It always comes for your own benefit, but actually it's not benefiting you at all. Toju yayang chedi nimopong lawas. Like learn how to, abandon afflicted mind or negative thought through analysis, you know, and then analyze. Okay, then number 18. You know? So. You shela ka shela yu mijaw la bas no shela yu mijaw la bas so if you are meditating long time so or I want my friend or my partner or my whatever, I want them to know how long I meditate, so when I finish meditating I want them to say something nice, you know, like that, you know. Or if somebody is like, oh, if somebody just ignore, just, you know, even like pretending that don't know how long you meditate, you know. Like I say, shela yu mechaz means, like doing like some kind of practice, anything, something good, you know. Like say, okay, clean the hole, like that happened too. You know, so clean everything. Gijisama walks in and you're expecting him to say something nice. And he even didn't notice it's already clean. So that, then like, you know, like doing that has not really want to say, it's kind of like embarrassing to say, but want them to know, like, what has been done, and sometimes, so like the Shela, you means like the you means like, you know, so I want to them to know what I did, them to know, you know, it's not like, it's not really pure, or Shela, you means Allah, so that's, Lojong practice should not be practiced like that, you know, shouldn't be practiced like that. Don't you understand that I'm thinking about 7-point mind training? Well, if the person says yes, then please say something. No, say something. Not like that. Okay, not like that. Shela him is our lovers. That's advice. That's advice for people who are interested to do 7-point mind training practice. So this is advice number 19 is given. Okay. Singe chungse la kolo mijang lava. Singe chungse la few like the small unguarded words. The basic here, don't become sensitive. You know, don't become sensitive. Okay. Singe chungse la kolo mijang was. Singe chungse la mijang. So singe chungse la mijang. Singe mizna. Singe mizna. Actually, it's a harsh word. You know, slightly harsh word people say, you know, you can ignore them or, you know, like, as long as it's not creating any pain in your physical, if you somebody's creating physical pain, that's something, you know, hard to bear. The word, you know, is like, it's, but, you know, like, you can ignore them. Don't, like, as a, thinking to the Colombians, yeah, basically, when you are thinking to practice 7-point mind training teachings, so then advice is given, becoming very sensitive is almost impossible to practice 7-point mind training teachings. So that's why I say, don't be sensitive. It doesn't say in the word, don't be sensitive, that's the meaning, I'm just translating the meaning. This comes down to that. So, thinking to the Colombians, so. If you are very sensitive, then every word bothers me. If you are not very sensitive, then no. So, yeah, so some people, when you drive, some people honk, you know, some people really care, some people, they don't care, you know. Like the honk, they don't care. Like, if, but especially if you're from India, they honk all the time. Doesn't mean they honk all the time, all the time. So when the Western people come to India, they go crazy. So they don't understand why people are honking. Yeah, that's how life goes there. They honk all the time. Honks. One time I remember picking up one of my friend's sponsors from Australia, one couple's. I helped him to go to the airport, picking them up. Way back, we are driving, you know. They go so upset, they ask the driver to stop the car, they want to get out, they want to say something. Like, how long? You guess they sit there all day long because it's not only one person honking, every car will honk, and he's like, not able to bear, he's like, so upset, and he's like shouting, so hard to calm him down. So said, and you see in the behind the car, there's a police horn, police honk, the car, they said honk. So louder the honk is better the chance to get around. So they're in a big lorry, they're really, really loud, you know, so people are used to that. So there's no sensitive. Okay, so now number 21. So that's number 20. So number 21, so then one more, then the advice complete. Okay. Chue chue ba la chie. Chue chue ba la chie. Deba so tam nye la chie ondo maso la ba chie. So one should not practice 7-point. That's number 21. Okay, number 21. We should not practice 7-point mind training attached to fame, praise, okay, praise and fame. Tam nyeja, ondo maso la baso. Or maybe somebody going to say something nice. I hope somebody going to say something nice. Or maybe a lot of people will eventually, I hope they will know that I'm practicing 7-point mind training. So not attached to fame and praise, okay? That's number 21. So number 26, the last one. chungsele la judo tenpa tang gejo la tangpo sanando chungse che ne koyo de mijawa tobo tato bala laba de nyutsanye so chungsele la judo tenpa tang sano small things, you know, like easy to get so excited, so happy, not easy to get so upset, you know, not like that, you know. Easy to get so excited, so happy, you know, all the small things that go all the way, you know, kind of depressed, not like that. And the, they're saying like, you know, with some weight, if there's no weight, it's easy to blow. Easy to blow. If there's no weight, it's easy to blow. Like piece of cotton, easy to blow, you know. Piece of metal is not easy to blow, right? So with some weight, you know, if something good happens, you are happy, but not like, wow, like so super happy. When something happened, then like not just down, like really down, not like that, no. Chungsi ri la judo tenpa tangche, chungsi ri judo tenpa tangche, they're talking about reaction to circumstance. If something good, then you react like there's something bad, you know, then you should not exaggerate, no? Gejola tambo sade chungse chene poe yuza mijangata sade tam gejola tambo sade chungse chene poe yuza mijangata. So you get so excited, and also then like any new form of practice you get engaged in, you get so excited, and also then only to then after a couple of days, you know, nothing, no, not like that. Being consistent with that. So these are the now 22nd advice is complete of the, so with that probably 7.9 training is now complete, okay, complete. So then after the retreat then Wednesday class, so then so this is the last Wednesday class before the retreat. So then after retreat, you know, retreat will be probably like 14 days. So then after that, there will be a couple of more classes in September. Yeah. So with that, I'll stop now. So it's all 8:30. So I finished like 22nd, 22 advice, and also the 6 misunderstanding. That's good. Yeah.
Chu chirap tu tu turkey.
Om Tari Tu. Tu. Okay.
I'm never sure.
Okay, long life prayers. Ganri.
245.
Ganri wa wei kor wei jing kam dir. Dandang de wal malu jung wei ne. Chen re zig wan ten zin gat so yi. Ja pe si te bar du ten gir chik. Jo ni wei ne wa wang jor tu. Awa tare sen parab tu pa. Lab san gel wei tir tong la pil shok. Jab se jun kir gasa so wa deb. Tub shul chong jing jam gong gel wei. Ten jin kong pel wei kun zo do por ze. Chok shum kur wei leg mon tu dru. Pa dak shok du je gong du shab ten shok. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha.